Do you see anything? We can allow Jesus to ask us that same question. We've been talking recently about the eyes of our heart, seeing God, the light of faith. And as we've seen in the healing today, that sometimes the healing isn't immediate. We can assume that the man who was healed today wasn't born blind, because when he saw trees looking like men, he knew the difference between a tree and a man, what they looked like, what they should look like. So we can assume he became blind after birth, after he had been used to seeing. And maybe that can be our reflection. When we have things done to us, when our afflictions come to us later in life, when the effect of our sins, of our own choices, or the sinful choices of others affect us, sometimes the healing isn't immediate. Sometimes it takes a while to get over that. I think we can take solace in the man being healed today, that eventually, through patient endurance, the fullness of the healing will come. We saw Noah's story in the first reading. It took a while for that bird to come back with the branch, and then it took a while to realize the bird wasn't coming back, that the salvation for humankind was reached. We have to trust in the healing plan of our Lord. That the plan, the things, the ideas that we may have may not be His. But through patient perseverance, sometimes that healing, or all times that healing will come according to God's will, not according to our own desires. Another point, the people brought this man to Jesus. Much like the man who was crippled was brought to Jesus and was lowered through the roof, we as a body, as a communion, have an obligation to bring others to Christ. We who have been touched, we whose eyes have been opened, or we whose eyes are in the process of being opened, have the obligation, the opportunity to bring others to Christ so they too can be touched. The third point, the touching of Jesus, how important our sacramental life is. For that ordinary, normal means of God's transference of grace to His people are through the touch of Christ that we experience in the sacraments. Primarily the Holy Eucharist, but all seven sacraments is the idea, the mind of God through which we receive the healing power of His touch. There's a lot that we've unpacked in these short little verses here from Mark's Gospel. This revelation of God's plan for His people, His desire to heal us, the required patience on our part, the perseverance that we have to have. God's desire is to touch each one of us. His desire is to heal each one of us. I mean, praise God if we all get physical healing for whatever our ailment is. But the ultimate spiritual healing is eternal beatitude, that purity of heart by which we will see God. We ended the gospel yesterday with Jesus asking His disciples, "Do you still not understand? Are your eyes still not open? Is your heart still closed?" His disciples were in a process, a pilgrimage of faith, much like the man who was healed today, much like each one of us. Let us not despair if we haven't reached the heights of spiritual ecstasy. Let us be confident in our perseverance and knowing the healing touch of Jesus is available to each one of us every day. Do you see anything? Or do you still not understand? Amen.